Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You guys have tuned into the podcast portion. Second week of February, I'm super excited. I feel refreshed. I'm drinking water. I suggest you guys do the same thing. Hydrate yourselves. I've been accomplishing my goals, writing out my affirmations, staying more on the positive side, and it feels so good. So the quote of the week is as follows: never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. I'm not sure who said that quote, but I do wholeheartedly believe in it. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. I agree with this quote because I know that I don't have a limited imagination. My mind boggles on the daily. Like, I have notebooks full of ideas, notebooks full of things that I just write down, things that come to my mind. I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of, as far as creative ideas, business ideas, things to pray about, things to do list. I write everything literally down somewhere, somehow, notepads, notebooks, post-it notes, you name it. I'm writing it down, quotes, everything. So don't be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Everybody wants to put you in this box. Don't allow it to happen. So I was reading this article on Forbes. It is dated back to like June 2014, and it's by this lady named Kathy Caprino, and she basically mostly covers articles on careers, personal growth, leadership, and women's issues. So an article that she wrote back in 2014, it was titled Successful People, the 8 Self-Limiting Behaviors They Avoid. So basically, what do successful people avoid? And she's given us 8 things to really talk about. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Get comfortable, tune in, and let's get started. Okay, that was a quick commercial break, but now we're just going to hop right into it and roll with the flow. The number one thing that successful people do to avoid self-limitations is they avoid engaging in below-the-line thinking. What is below-the-line thinking? Basically, that's referring to like stuck mindset of how people view the world in a limited type of way, if that makes sense. Or like making yourself believe that everything's out of your control and it's somebody else's fault, versus above the line thinking is more of clearly seeing obstacles ahead, addressing issues with open eyes, and holding yourself accountable of situations that were possibly your fault or that could have possibly been avoided by you. So basically, if I fail, at least I learned something in the situation, having a more optimistic view and taking accountability. Okay, yeah, I failed. This is a learning lesson for me. That makes perfect sense, actually. Moving forward, so the number two thing on the list was successful people avoid mistaking wishful thinking for action. And I feel like a lot of people do this. I am guilty of doing this as well. But we have to realize that it is critical to take bold actions towards your visions in order to create success. You can have huge goals, but you should crush them down to smaller attainable action steps that lead you to your huge goals. You have to break things down. You can't just say, okay, I want to be a famous actress. What steps are you taking to become a famous actress? Are you taking acting classes? Are you going to auditions? Are you taking vocal lessons? What type of actor do you want to be? Do you want to be a soap opera actress? Do you just want to do commercials? Do you want to do infomercials? Do you want to be on Disney Channel one day? You have to build your resume to become that. It just doesn't happen overnight. Even though a lot of people really do believe that it does, and in some very, very minor, small amounts, very, very minute, very, very small amount, it happens to people overnight. But most of us, not so much. So we have to come in realization with that we have to put the work in to get to where we want to be. So the number three thing on the list, Successful people avoid remaining powerless and speechless. Typically, you know, successful people know how and when to use their voice. They know the value that they bring to the table, and they voice their concerns, and they don't hide from their problems. You can't be afraid. You know what I mean? If you want to be a successful person, you can't be afraid to talk. You can't be afraid to voice what's wrong with you. You can't be afraid of your concerns or what's bothering you. You have to overcome those fears. You have to know your powers and when and how to use them. That's how you'll be successful. That's how you can work towards success. The number four thing on the list was avoid putting off investing in themselves. Man, this hits home for a lot of people. People don't invest in themselves, or they don't like to, or they invest in themselves the wrong way. Successful people spend money, time, and effort on their own growth because they know it'll pay off for themselves and for the people surrounding them, for their team. I agree. Stop not investing into yourself. You want to have a nice body? Work out. Pay the gym membership fee or invest into some at-home equipment. Eat the healthy food, buy some water, drink some water. Be healthy, stop going out to eat. Invest in yourself the right way. A lot of times people are just investing the wrong way because it looks good. Don't fake it till you make it. Actually make it so you can show people how it's done. Number five, successful people avoid resisting change. Sometimes change is good, you guys. Successful people are flexible and fluid, while unsuccessful people stay stuck in the past or in what they expected, and they complain. Don't complain. Go with the flow. Be flexible and be ready for change at any given moment. That's leadership. That's success. When you can maneuver in a lot of different ways, that's not easy for everybody, but it's doable. Number six, successful people avoid honoring other people's priorities over their own. Let me say that again. Number six, successful people avoid honoring other people's priorities over their own. I don't think that's selfish, and I feel like I've talked about this in previous episodes. Successful people know where they are headed, and they make bold moves in the direction that they want to go. They're not wandering aimlessly. Their priorities, values, concerns, missions, and purpose are all set. They know where they start and where others begin. So it's not really selfish. It's getting to where you need to be because you know what path you would like to take. You need to be set on where you're trying to go. And that's important to be successful. Number seven, successful people avoid doubting themselves and their instincts. Stop doubting yourselves, people. Those who doubt themselves lack trust in their own instincts or second-guess themselves. Successful people believe in themselves without fail. Of course, people are wrong, but they don't dwell. They just keep going with hope and optimism. You have to be optimistic if you want to be successful. I definitely feel like that is key. And last but not least, number eight, successful people avoid searching for handouts and easy answers. I don't want it if it's easy. Successful people know their success is proportionate to the effort that they put in. Understand there are no shortcuts or easy answers to the road to success. If it's easy, it's probably not worth it. Yeah. Okay, guys, let me know what you think of today's episode. Stop limiting yourselves. Stop limiting yourself to other people's expectations. You want to be successful, stick to your path, stick to your goals, and do what it takes to get there. Invest in yourself. Put the time in, put the money in, put the effort in. It may sound tedious, it may sound difficult, it may sound X, Y, and Z. Stop making excuses. Make it happen. You want to be successful? You want to be a successful actress. You want to be a successful entrepreneur. You want to be a successful doctor, lawyer, teacher, therapist, whatever. Make it happen. Stop making excuses and hold yourself accountable for your actions. Put the work in. There's such thing as good karma. What goes around comes around, people. Stop limiting yourself to other people's limited imaginations. You can be successful if you put the work in. It's all in the mind. Let me know what you guys think. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at MJFriendsBlog or at Gorgeous Detail. Everything in today's episode is going to be in the description. Have a great day. Enjoy your week.